弟兄姐妹平安哈。那在我们开始之前，先有一点点的说明哈。今天呢是 Pastor 牧师跟我们来讲道，然后我会给大家来做翻译。但是呢，我们同时也开了这个我们平时的 AI 翻译，但是我们不会放在大屏幕上。如果你的手机有这个 APP， 你可以打开然后去看，但是呢会有一定的延迟哈。因为那个 然后我呢也会使用这个AI， 不过我没有办法看到翻译，因为那个会有延迟，会比较慢，所以我这边是看到即时的他说什么的英文，会在这边我给大家带来翻译，好吗？那我们把时间就交给 Pastor。 Your turn.
Thank you. So what you're saying is we're going to try, right? We're going to try.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
Gonna try.
Okay, great. How about I pray? Can I pray?
Yeah.
Let me pray.
Yeah. 我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your control over this time.
我们在天上的父，感谢你的恩典和你的全能。
Lord, I pray that you would give us hearts that are ready to receive from you.
我们祷告，求你给我们这样的心，能够从你那里领受。
That our hearts would be ready to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us.
我们的心能够准备预备好接受圣灵所要对我们所说的。
Lord, we place ourselves underneath the authority of God's word.
我们将自己伏在你话语的面前。
We know that your word brings life.
我们知道你的话语带来生命。
That your word brings correction.
你的话语带来纠正。
That your word brings us words that are hard to explain.
你的话语带给我们内心难以解释的。
So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just bless our time together.
所以我们的主啊，我们祈求奉耶稣的名能够给我们带来祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I am so very, very pleased to be here this morning.
我非常高兴今天能够来到这里。
And on behalf of all the churches of GCC Canada,
我代表所有的 GCC 加拿大的教会。
I want you to know that your brothers and sisters across this country are praying for you.
让你知道就是我们整个GCC 的弟兄姊妹在为你祷告。
You are part of a network of churches that are committed to planting churches and strengthening leaders.
你们是其中一个，我们一起要委身在这个职堂施工当中，并加强教会带领的。
We are gospel focused.
我们是集中在福音当中。
And we are a group of churches that aspire to things like passionate worship.
我们也是在这一群教会当中一起在敬拜中有这样的一个敬拜。
Bold preaching and fervent prayer.
有勇敢的祷告和热心的祈求。
Courageous evangelism and purposeful discipleship.
有勇气的传讲福音以及我们的门徒训练。
And planting churches all across our country in every province.
在各地建立教会。
The question I'd like to answer this morning for you is why do we do that?
我想回答这个问题，就是我们为什么要这么做。
I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 3.
我请大家能够翻开你手中的圣经，翻到使徒行传第三章。
We're going to look at the first 10 verses.
我们将看到前十节。
And I want you to be able to see and to learn from this passage that there is no greater name than Jesus.
我想从这段圣经当中是我们学到没有比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
This is why we aspire to be these kinds of churches and why we want to see these kinds of churches planted across our country.
这也是为什么我们想要像有这样的宗旨，能够这样的勇敢的建立教会以及传福音。
See, we're going to try.
我们会尝试讲解这些。
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
We're in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. We see there is no greater name than the name of Jesus.
我们看到《使徒行传》第三章的一到十节，我们看到没有更比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
Some amazing things have happened before the two chapters before Acts chapter 3.
在前两章当中有很多惊奇的事情发生。
We've seen a group of people, 100 plus people in a room praying for the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到一群人在房间当中一同的祷告。
We saw how on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit comes.
我们也看到五旬节圣灵又如何的降临。
And Peter preaches a powerful sermon.
然后彼得也讲了一个非常有力量的。
And thousands of people respond to the message of the gospel.
然后几千人来归主。
We see how that Jesus is building his church. We see in the passage right before chapter 3, verse 1, the fellowship of the believers.
我们看到耶稣如何建立他的教会，以及这个fellowship 团契的如何的形成。
Here in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
在第三章的一到十节。
This is a day like many other days.
就像其他的日子一样。
Peter and John are again going to the temple.
彼得和约翰来到圣殿。
But what is different is they meet a man who has been lame since birth.
但是有一个不同的是，他们看到了一个瘸腿的人。
He has not been able to walk for all of his life.
他一生都无法行走，从他出生以来。
This story does three things for us.
那这个故事告诉我们三件事情。
It connects us to what was before in this story.
首先，它使我们连接到之前的故事。
Right, it becomes an example of them going to the temple every day as they declared in Acts chapter 2 verses 42 to 47.
他们做了一个榜样，每日到圣殿当中去祷告，是在《使徒行传》第二章42到47节所说的。
But it also builds a bridge to what's ahead.
第二点，它建立了一个桥梁，将要发生的事情。
Because what is about to happen is going to start the opposition against the church.
因为即将发生的就是对教会的抵挡。
And perhaps the most important thing in this passage,
在这里最重要的是,
is it shows us that even though Jesus is dead,
展示了即便耶稣已经死去,
he is very much alive.
他一样活着。
He is present, he is powerful.
他的同在，他一样有大能。
See, there is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ.
没有任何的名比这更至高无上。
Let me say that again. There is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ.
再强调一次，没有任何的名比他更至高无上。
Look at here in Acts chapter 3 verses 1 through 2 and see how that Jesus is directing his plan.
我们看第三章的一到二节，看耶稣是如何主导他的计划。
Okay, I'll read the verses for you.
我们来读这个两节经文。
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer.The ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple.
伸出祷告的手，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿里的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
Peter and John are on their way to the temple to pray.
彼得和约翰在他们去圣殿的路上要去祷告。
This is an example of what talked about in chapter 2, verse 42 and verse 46, how they devoted themselves to prayer and how they day by day they attended the temple.
这正是第二章42节和46节所说，他们每日要去圣殿当中祷告，每日如此。
It must be interesting to think about how much different the temple was now after the day of Pentecost.
那这个可以想象到，这是多么有趣的，在五旬节前后的之间的对比，在圣殿当中。
We now have more than 3,000 people who are following Jesus as their Messiah.
我们现在有三千多人，跟随耶稣基督他们的弥赛亚。
And here they are going to the prayer to give their prayers. In this case, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
现在他们来到圣殿当中祷告，现在这个。环境中是三点的时候。
They are doing what they had done the day before and the day before that day.
他们之前这样做，之后也会这样做。
But they are not the only ones who are heading to the temple.
但是他们并不是唯一去temple 的人，去圣殿的人。
There is a lame man who is on his way to the temple as well.
有一个瘸腿的人也在那边。
He is going to receive alms.
他在那边等待接受救济。
From birth, he has been unable to walk. Every day, he's being carried by his friends to the temple gate called Beautiful.
所以每一天从他出生以来都不能行走，每一天都需要被他的朋友抬到圣殿当中来祈求救济，就在这个美门这块。
And he's sitting outside of that gate, waiting for someone to give him money.
他就坐在那个门外等候人们给他钱。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 4 teaches us that they would take care of the poor.
在马太福音六章一到四节说，教导我们要救济穷人。
So you have to imagine this man sitting at this beautiful gate.
所以你可以想象这个人一直坐在那个美门那边。
Crying out things like alms for the poor.
一直在不停的呼喊说，求给我钱吧。
He's just sitting there waiting for somebody to actually drop some money into his cup.
他在那边就等候某人可以给他一些金钱。
He is coming to the temple this day. He's carried to the temple this day.
今天来到这个圣殿，他也是被抬到这个圣殿当中。
Doing exactly what he did the day before and the day before that.
做同样前天做的事情，以后也会做的事情。
We need to understand this.
我们必须明白这点。
Jesus is orchestrating the events of this meeting at the temple.
耶稣正在主导这件事情发生。
And it is 40 plus years in the making.
他瘸腿已经四十多年。
You see in chapter 4, verse 22.
如果你看到第四章二十二节。
It says, for the man on whom the sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old.
他提到这个人在被医治前已经有四十多年。
I wonder, were Peter and John creatures of habit?
我比较奇怪好奇彼得和约翰。
I wonder if the day before this one they took the same route and they went to the same gate and they went to the same seat in the temple.
我好奇他之前来到这里会走过同样的路，也会走过同样的门。
I wonder how many times maybe they actually had walked by this man before.
我在想他有多少次经过经这个人同样的路过他。
Maybe even just yesterday or the day before that that the man was there, but they didn't stop then, but they're stopping now.
可能就是昨天或者大前天那个人就在那边，但他们并没有停下，而是直接走过去。
Is it even possible or even probable?
这可能吗？或者这合适吗？
That Jesus himself, when he went to the temple, would have walked past this man as well.
也许耶稣路过这段的时候也经过这个人。
For 40 plus years, he has been unable to walk.
四十多年他不能行走。
He's been asking for alms for a long time at the temple.
他已经求救济很长的时间在这个圣殿中。
And all of this time has passed away in anticipation about what is going to happen next.
他一直这段时间过去这段时间他一直期待后面会发生什么。
This is not just something that's happening. This is something that God Himself, Jesus Himself, is orchestrating. It's like Jesus is owning this moment. You know, sometimes in our lives, it doesn't feel like God has a plan or that He's at work.
很多时候，我们的生命当中，我们感觉不到神对我们有。有计划。
I mean, I have many times in my life I've wondered about God's timing.
很多时候我就在想神对我的计划以及他的时间是如何。
Sometimes you can feel like you're on the treadmill of life doing and experiencing the same thing over and over again.
有时候你可能会觉得自己在像在跑步机上，生命的跑步机上不停的这样的一遍一遍的奔跑。
You may even be crying out to the Lord, how long, O Lord?
也许你会大声呼求主说多久啊主。
Or why this, Lord?
或者为什么这样？
Or when will this change, Lord?
为什么会有这样的改变呢？
When are you going to show up, Lord?
什么时候你才能出显现呢？
I think of a man like Joseph in the book of Genesis.
就像在创世纪当中的约瑟夫一样。
Who sold into slavery by his own brothers?
他被自己的弟兄卖为奴隶。
Thrown into a pit.
扔进坑里。
Sold to a man named Potiphar.
卖给了被给了波提乏。
Accused of raping Potiphar's wife.
然后指责他的强奸他的妻子。
Ends up in prison.
最后来到了监狱。
And then eventually gets to the palace.
最后他去到了宫殿当中。
13 years from the pit.
30年
to the palace.
13年来到了这个宫殿。
And Joseph says to his brothers near the end of the book in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, he says this: "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
约瑟夫在最后的创世纪的chapter 第五十章二十节说说你们是恶意，但神是行善。
God has His plans and His timing is always perfect.
神有他的时间，并且他的时间是完美的。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law."
在加拉太书四章四节说，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
Romans 5:6 tells us that for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly.
罗马书五章六节告诉我们，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
God has His plans and His timing is always perfect.
神有他的时间和他的计划，和他的时间是绝对完美。
And He has His purposes in completing His timing.
他有他的目的，当他在这个时间完成的时候。
His purposes is to bring glory to Him.
他的目的就是要有荣耀，得着荣耀。
In John chapter 9,
在约翰福音第九章，
the disciples of Jesus and Jesus come across a blind man.
耶稣的门徒还有耶稣来到一个瞎眼的人那边。
And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, the man or his parents, that he was born blind?"
门徒问耶稣说，拉比啊，这人生来是瞎眼，是谁犯了罪呢？
And Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him."
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯罪，是要他身上显出神的作为。
See, this is what's happening here in Acts chapter 3.
所以这也是发生在使徒行传第三章的事情。
For 40+ years.
四十多年来。
Right?This man, he doesn't know it yet, but this man is waiting for this moment that's about to happen.
这个人他自己也许也不知道，但他等候这个时间等了四十年。
For the works of God of Jesus Christ to be displayed in his life.
神的工作以及耶稣基督的荣耀会展现在他的生命当中。
That's why we say this is Jesus' plan.
所以我会说，这是耶稣基督的计划。
It's His moment. It's Jesus' moment. It's not Paul's moment. Sorry, not Peter's moment. Not John's moment. It's not even the lame man's moment. It's Jesus Christ's moment.
所以这是耶稣基督的时间，不是彼得的时间，也不是约翰的时间。
There is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ.
没有比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
So here we go. Are you ready? You want to see how great his name is?
我们要看到他的名有多么伟大吗？
Say yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Look at chapter 3 verses 3 through 7 where Jesus now displays his power. He displays his power.
让我们看从第三节到第七节，看神的能力有何能大。
This man is so hopeful.
这个人非常的仰望。
Says in verse 3, "Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms."
他第三节说，他看见彼得、约翰要进殿，要求他们周济。
His hope after 40+ years is, "I need someone to give me cash."
他的盼望就是四十多年来就是等候人给他金钱。
It's his only way to be able to go home and buy food for the day.
这是唯一的方法，能够回家之后能够买到食物。
But quickly, his hope turns to greater expectation.
不久之后，他的这个盼望就变成了期待。
Look what it says in verses 4 and 5.
我们看看四五节说什么。
So the man asks to receive alms.
所以这个人要求救济。
And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us."
彼得、约翰定睛看他。彼得说：“你看我们。”
And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them.
那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
Peter, John, they stopped. They stopped this one time, and they actually expressed compassion towards him.
约翰和彼得这次停下来，带着怜悯的心。
They, They directed their gaze at him. They didn't just look down at him. They didn't just walk by him acting like he wasn't there. They actually showed compassion and stopped and looked at him.
他这次停下来来看他，然后没有只是路过，而是停下来了。
And of course, as soon as that happens,
当然这个事情当发生的时候，
our man who has been lame since birth,
那个从出生就瘸腿的人，
is expecting,
期待着
a gift of cash from these men,
金钱的作为礼物来给他。
This story is all about expectations.
这个故事是跟期待有关系的。
Put yourself in the position of the layman. That's what we need to do in this story. We need to put ourselves in his position.
让你自己想想，如果你放在那个瘸腿的人当中，处境当中。
What does he need? What do you need?
他需要什么？你需要什么？
What are you hoping for? What was he hoping for?
他会期待什么？你会期待什么？
What are you expecting from God?
你从神那里期望什么？
What do people actually want from God?
人们想从神那里得着什么？
Some people just want to be left alone.
有些人就是想，有人就是想只是孤单一个。
Some people want God just to make life easier for them.
有些人就想让，神让他的生命变得轻松一些。
Some people seek God for peace and comfort.
有些想从神那边得着平安。
Some people want God to change their circumstances.
有些人想让神改变他们现在所处的环境。
This lame man, all he wants is he just wants a gift of money.
现在这个瘸腿的人只想得着金钱。
But Peter and John stop and they fix their eyes on this man.
但彼得和约翰这次停下来，定睛看他。
And you'll hear in the words of John of Peter.
你会听到彼得说。
What if I could give you something greater than what you're expecting?
如果我能给你比你所期待的更大呢？
What if I could promise you a total life transformation?
如何我能给你一个生命完全改变的机会呢？
Look, let's see how his hope and his expectations are totally changed and blown away.
让我们看这个人的期待是如何完全改变的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
But Peter said, I have no silver and gold.
彼得说金银我都没有。
But what I do have, I give to you.
只有把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
I just want to tell you, in that moment, he is not disappointed with the gift.
我想让你知道，从那个时刻，他一点不会为这个礼物感到失望。
What was he expecting? He was expecting a cash gift.
他曾经期望的只是一些金钱。
But in the name of Jesus,
但在耶稣基督的名，
he is healed. His life is totally transformed.
他被医治了，并且他的生命完全改变。
Peter announces, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
彼得宣告耶稣基督的名。
This is not a slogan.
这不是一个标语。
It's not a magical incantation.
也不是一个魔法咒语。
No, it's a declaration. It's an announcement.
这是一个宣告。
When I was born, my parents named me Earl.
当我出生的时候，我的父母将我命名为 Earl.
Now that may be a very strange first name for many of you.
可能对你们很多人来讲，这是一个很奇怪的 first name.
For most of my life, it was a strange name for me.
对我来说也一开始也是一个很奇怪的。
I remember asking my parents, why did you name me Earl?
我记得我曾经问过我的父母，为什么你要把我命名为 Earl?
There's no relative in my family that's named Earl.
我的亲戚里没有任何人曾经叫这个名字。
I had never ever met an Earl. It took me many, many years before I even met another person named Earl.
我经过很多很多年都曾经没有遇到过一个同名的人叫 Earl。
The legend in my family is because I arrived early. I was 3 weeks early that maybe they just dropped the Y off to call you Earl.
我的故事是我可能是提早出生了三个星期，所以他们叫我 Earl。
My parents just said we just like the name Earl.
我父母就说他们只是喜欢这个名字 Earl。
See, sometimes you just get names because in our day and age, just because of that, because people like the name.
有时候我们得到这个名字，只是因为人们喜欢这个名字而已。
Not Jesus' name.
但这个不是耶稣基督的名字。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Jesus, that takes us back to Luke chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 1.
这个回到路加福音的第一章和马太福音的第一章。
Where the angel said to Mary, you will call his name Jesus.
是天使告诉玛利亚，你要叫他的名字。
And he will be named Jesus because why?
他被命名为耶稣基督，你知道为什么吗？
He will save his people from their sins.
他会拯救自己的百姓，
Jesus,
从他的罪中。
Jesus.
耶稣基耶稣。
Christ.
基督。
This is a reference to the long awaiting Messiah.
这是意味着他是人们所等待的那个弥赛亚。
The one that was promised many, many years ago to deliver his people.
是那很久很久之前就应许的弥赛亚。
In the name, Peter says this, in the name of Jesus, the one who has saved his people from their sins, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the long awaited Messiah.
Peter 说这是奉耶稣的名是能够拯救你们从最终是耶稣的名是那个弥赛亚的名你们所等候的
He's making an announcement He's making a declaration
他是在做一个宣告郑重的一个宣告给所有人
He's saying by the authority and power of Jesus Christ and for the will and the glory of Jesus Christ rise up and walk
是借着耶稣基督的大能借着他的名他的荣耀起来行走吧
And the result is his life is changed.
结果就是那个人生命完全改变。
Look at verse 7.
那看看第七节。
And he took him by the right hand and he raised him up and immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong and leaping he stood and began to walk.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来他的脚和踝骨立刻就健壮了。就跳起来站着又行走。
His life is transformed.
他的生命完全改变了。
Peter goes on later in this chapter in verse 16.
彼得后面继续在第十六节继续说。
And he tells us why this happened.
告诉我们这为什么这个会发生。
Look at verse 16 of chapter 3.
看看第三章的第十六节。
It says this, and his name, by faith in his name.
说是在借着他对他名的信心。
Let's read that again. Okay, let me read that again.And his name by faith in his name
是借着在他名对他名的信心
has made this man strong whom you see and know and the faith that is through Jesus
使这人能够强健恢复是借着耶稣基督的名
has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all
给这个人完美的这个健康的身体在你们的面前
In the moment that he hears the words in the name of Jesus Christ,
在这个时刻，他们听到耶稣基督。
This is not just an introduction to a physical healing in his life.
这不是只是一个对医治的这么一个简单介绍。
He is in that moment expressing faith.Faith in the one who came to save people from their sins and the one who was the long-awaited Messiah.
他在讲述的是在那个时刻是借着的这个信心使他从最终脱离他们所等待的弥赛亚。
This is just like what happened in Luke chapter 5.
这正好是路加福音第五章所说的。
When the man who was paralyzed was dropped through the roof on a mat to see Jesus.
当那个瘫痪的人从屋顶当中被垂下来。
In Luke chapter 5 verse 20, Jesus announced, he looks at his friend's faith and he says, Oh, brother, your sins are forgiven, he says.
耶稣刚刚看到他的时候在五章二十节说你的罪被赦免了。
Right. Oh, and then these the Pharisees are say to Jesus, Well, what's harder to say, right? Your sins are forgiven or you're healed?
法利赛人是说你为什么这么说呢是他的罪被赦免还是他被医治
And in verse 24 chapter 5 of the Gospel of Luke
在第五章二十四节接着这么说
Jesus says so that you know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins he says to the man rise and take up your mat
让你们知道人子有赦罪的权柄所以起来行走
he gets up and he rolls up the mat and he goes home
所以他起来卷起铺盖走了
There is no greater name than the name of Jesus.
没有什么比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
He alone transforms people's lives.
他自己改变人的生命。
Jesus transforms our lives.
耶稣改变我们的生命。
The presence and power of Jesus will transform your life.
基督的同在和他大能能改变我们的生命。
Placing your faith in what he has done and on the cross, his paying of the penalty of your sin, taking your place, the forgiveness of your sins, it changes your life.
将你的信心放在他所成就的事上，他是他承担了我们的罪，使我们离接受能够得到神的赦免，改变我们的生命。
So many times we ask God for what we want.
很多时候我们祈求神，只是祈求我们所想要的。
This man, this lame man, is just sitting there expecting cash.
这个瘸腿的人坐在那里，当时只是想期望有些金钱。
He thought that's what he needed.
他以为那是他所需要的。
But you know, there's something more important that we need.
但大家知道吗？有很多更重要的事情是我们所需要的。
Something more than a change of circumstances.
比改变我们现在的环境有更重要的事。
We need Jesus. We need faith in Jesus. We need faith in our Savior, our Messiah.
我们需要我们的主，我们需要对耶稣基督的信心，我们需要我们的救主弥赛亚。
And the reason why we need that faith.
那我们之所以要这样，需要这样的信心。
Because there is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ.
因为没有比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
Now we see here that Jesus does something absolutely amazing.
我们看到耶稣在这里做了一个非常令人惊奇的事情。
But the story is also about what he desires or what he demands.
但这个故事也包括他所期望的。
Jesus desires a response.
耶稣要我们的回应。
He demands a response.
他要求我们回应。
And there are three responses to this man's healing.
有三个可以在这个被医治的人身上看到的。
Three people, three responses.
有三类人，三种回应。
The first one is the leaders.
首先是那些领袖们。
Their response is opposition.
他们的反应是抵挡。
You see in Acts chapter 4, just turn, if you need to, in my Bible, I just turn the page.
如果你可以看到使徒行传第四章。
It says in Acts chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead.
四章一到二节说，使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人忽然来了，因他们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活就很烦恼。
The name of Jesus Christ threatens your self-authority.
耶稣基督名正在威胁他们自己的名，他们的权柄。
Some people will not accept that Jesus Christ's name is greater than any other name because they know it's going to mean their life has to change.
很多人不接受耶稣基督名高过其他名，是因为他们知道这样的话，他们的生命必须改变。
When we hear about Jesus, it not only threatens our authority, it also declares our guilt.
当我们听到关于耶稣基督，不只是威慑我们的自己的权柄，同时也是宣告我们的罪过。
In verse 10, Peter says to them, he says, this man has been healed by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified.
四章第十节说，他站在那面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉的十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Many will never receive the name of Jesus Christ because they're not willing to think that they have a need for Jesus Christ.
很多人不接受耶稣基督名，是因为他们从来不想
拥有耶稣基督。When we use words like sin, for them, that's not their problem.
当我们用罪的这个名号的时候，他们觉得这不是他们的问题。
And then the name of Jesus Christ not only threatens authority, it not only declares guilt, but it also confronts our identity.
不仅耶稣基督的名不仅是威慑着我们对自己的这个权柄宣告我们罪，同时也是与我们的这个身份对抗。
In chapter 4 verse 12 it says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which must we must be saved.
第四章十二节说，除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
I want to appeal to you, brothers and sisters,
我想对大家劝告弟兄姐妹们
to hear the good news.
要听着福音。
Jesus died for your sins, and by his grace and through faith, you can know salvation.
耶稣为你们的罪而死，透过他的恩典，借着你们的信，你们能够知道他。
But I also know that that means that you have to believe that there is bad news.
如果你想知道这个好消息，这个救恩的好消息，你还要知道这个坏消息。
That you actually have a need of a savior.
你需要一个救主。
That Jesus is the only one that can save you.
耶稣是唯一能够拯救你的。
That you cannot save yourself by your own efforts, by your own righteousness.
你没有办法靠你自己来拯救你自己。
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我是就是真理、道路、生命，没有人能除了我以外，没有人能看见父，来到父面前。
So that's the first response, opposition.
这是第一个反应，是有人抵挡。
The second response is the crowd.
第二个反应是来自于会众。
Look at verse 9 of chapter 3.
看看第三章的第九节。
And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的每门求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。
Look at verse 11 in chapter 4 as well. It says, while he clung to Peter and John,
我们看第四章的十一节。
All the people utterly astounded.
那些人看到彼得和约翰所做的事情非常惊奇。
Ran together them in the portico called Solomon's.
来到那个所罗门殿那个门前来聚集。
And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?"
彼得看到他们说，为什么你们如此惊奇呢？看着我们呢？
These people, they're intrigued.
这些人们很好奇，很惊奇。
Right, but they've just seen a man that they've seen every day for many, many years outside the beautiful gate asking because he was lame.
他们看到一个瘸腿的人曾经一直在这个美门当中，但现在他能够站起来。
They're seeing him walking, jumping up, walking around and praising God.
他看到他现在站起来了，行走了，跳着，赞美神。
I'm guessing that would get your attention too.
我想这也会引起你的注意。
But instead of turning their eyes to Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ, what they turn their eyes towards Peter and John.
那他们所关注到的没有定睛看到耶稣基督的名，耶稣基督所做的事，而是把眼目观看彼得和约翰。
It's like they're saying, "Wow, like Peter, John, look what you did."
就像在说啊，彼得、约翰，你们看看你们所做的。
And Peter is very quick to tell them, "It's not about what we did, it's about what Jesus did."
彼得很快的反应说，这不是我们所做的，而是耶稣基督所做的。
You know, I see this happen all the time.
我遇到很多类似这样的事情。
People will say, you know, I go to Hope Church in Oakville.
人们来到那个 Oakville Bible Church 的时候。
I love my church.
我爱我的教会。
Right, but I hear this over and over again.
但我听到这一遍又一遍。
People say, well, I love this church because there's so many good things happening in this church.
很多人说我喜欢这个教会，因为这个教会发生了很多很好的事。
Look at that. This person used to live like this, and now they don't live like this.
你看这个人曾经那样生活，现在完全改变了。
Their life has changed.
他们生命完全改变了。
And they're giving all the credit to the church.
然后他们把所有的这个荣耀给了教会。
It's not about the church.
那并不是关于教会的。
It's about the name that is above every other name. It is Jesus Christ.
只是关于那个至高无上的名，耶稣基督的名。
Right? It's about Jesus.
只是关于耶稣的。
This is why we do what we do. Why we've given our lives to seeing these kinds of churches being developed and planted across Canada.
这就是为什么我们做我们现在所做的事情，看到很多的教会被建立。并成长在加拿大这边。
It's not so that people can say, "Wow, look at that church."
这样让大家看到的不是啊，现在教会很好。
It's all about going, wow, look at that Savior.
而是惊讶到哇，我们的救主有多么伟大。
And then there is this man who responds.
那这里这个人的反应。
It says in verse 8 that he was leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God.
那第八节就是他站跳起来站着行走，走进殿走着跳着赞美神。
This is the response of faith that God desires from us.
这就是我在信心当中我们回应神的。
Faith in the name that is greater than any other name.
就是在在至高无上的名中的信心。
And worship of the one who is greater than any other.
敬拜那个比一切都大的主。
So I ask you this morning.
所以我邀请你们。
What's your response?
你们的回应是什么？
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Jesus is at the home of Simon the Pharisee.
耶稣在Simon, 西门的那个法利赛人西门家中。
Upon arrival in Simon's house, a woman of the city who was a sinner begins to anoint the feet of Jesus with her hair and the kissing of his feet.
有一个女人，城市中的女人来到耶稣的面前，用膏他的脚，然后亲他的脚。
Simon the Pharisee is appalled that Jesus would let her, a sinful woman, touch him at all.
法利赛人西门非常惊讶，耶稣竟然允许这个有罪的女人来靠近。并且触碰他。
So Jesus turns to Simon and tells him a story.
所以耶稣转向西门对他说，告诉了一个故事。
A story about two people and a money lender.
一个关于两个人借钱的人的故事。
One of these men owed 10 times more money than the other.
有一个人欠了十倍于另一个人的钱。
And there came a time when both of them were not able to pay their debt.
当两个人都无法还清他的还款的时候，来到这个人面前。
And the money lender canceled both of their debts.
而这个债主呢，将这两个人的借款全部取消掉了。
And Jesus asked Simon the Pharisee this question.
耶稣问这个法利赛人西门这个问题。
Which one of the men loved the money lender more?
哪一个会爱这个借款的人更多？
And Simon responded,
西门说,
Well, the one I suppose for whom he canceled the larger debt.
是那个欠款更多的人。
Jesus said, You're right.
耶稣说, 你说的对。
Then Jesus turned Simon's attention back to the woman, and after pointing out to Simon that she had anointed him when Simon should have been doing that,
然后耶稣从西门那边的注意力转向女人说，西门这女人做了一样的事。
He says this in Luke chapter 7, verse 47.
他在路加福音第七章第四节说。
Therefore, he says, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
他说他的许多罪都赦了，四十七节。
For she loved much.
因为她爱得多。
Then he says this to Simon.
他这样去说，对西门。
But he who is forgiven little.
那些被赦免少的。
Loves little.
爱的就少了。
There is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ.
没有比耶稣基督更至高无上的名。
He came to this earth and took on the form of a baby, absolutely humbled himself.
他来到世界以一个婴孩的形式完全降卑自己。
He lived a perfect life.
他活出了一个完美的生命。
He willingly hung on a cross.
他自愿地挂在十字架上。
Took on not only the abuse of all the human beings around him.
他承担了人所有的罪过。
But he also took on the sins of the world, your sin and my sin.
他承担了你的罪孽，我们的罪孽。
He took on God's wrath on his life.
他承担了神的愤怒。
He paid the penalty for your sin and for mine.
他承担了你罪孽的刑罚在他身上。
He gave up his life.
他放弃了他的生命。
He rose again from the dead, victorious over sin and death.
他后来复活了，战胜了死亡。
What's your response?
你的回应是什么呢？
Opposed?
是一个
Intrigued?
惊奇吗？
Or are you like this man who is found worshiping in the temple?
或者你像这个瘸腿的人在圣殿中敬拜。
His life totally transformed because of Jesus Christ.
他的生命完全被改变了，耶稣被耶稣基督改变。
By God's grace, we can repent of our sin and place our faith in Jesus. When we realize we have been forgiven much, we will love Him much. That's the good news.
因为上帝的恩典，我们悔改，我们将自己的信心放在耶稣基督那里。当我们意识到我们被赦免的更多，我们爱的就更多。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
正是因为他承担我们的罪，使我们能在面前得以称义。
That is God's word for us today.
这是神的话语给我们的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I love you so much.
父啊，我爱你。
Thank you for your love for us.
感谢主你赐我们给我们爱我们。
Thank you for your Son who willingly died for our sins.
感谢你的独生子来拯救我们。
Thank you, Spirit, for being with us and in us.
感谢圣灵与我们同在。
There's nothing else we need.
没有什么其他是我们所需要的。
The Lord is our shepherd.
主是我们的牧者。
We shall not want.
我们不致缺乏。
God help us to believe this to be true.
主啊，使我们相信这是真的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.